This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A legal double jolt for U.S. President Donald Trump as two close associates found themselves answering to U.S. federal prosecutors. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Within minutes of Air Force One leaving for West Virginia, the hits came fast in Manhattan.
Michael Cohen pled guilty to 8 felony charges.
And suburban Washington.
Mr. Manafort is disappointed.
The president's former lawyer cutting a plea deal and implicating him in a hush money scheme. His former campaign chief convicted of 8 felonies. Just after landing in Charleston, the president had little to say about Cohen, but blasted the Manafort verdict, the first to come at a trial stemming from the special counsel's Russia probe.
This is a witch hunt, and it's a disgrace.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And on the heels of the legal woes of two Trump associates, a U.S. senator from the state of Massachusetts is now pushing a set of reforms to address government corruption. U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren's package includes new limits on lobbying, rules for governing financial holdings, disclosures by officials, and transparency measures. The commander of the United States Forces, Korea, is now shedding more light on the suspended joint military exercises between the U.S. and South Korea. General Vincent Brooks said the joint drills in recent years were used to pressure North Korea to engage in diplomatic talks. He said he would not comment on President Trump's past criticism of the drills.
Broadly, I would characterize this as a period of time where we've successfully used the military instrument to help set conditions for diplomatic engagement to take root and take effect.
Some security analysts have voiced concern that suspending the exercise would have a long-term detrimental impact on the combined forces' ability to work in unison as new troops are constantly rotating in. This is VOA News. National Security Advisor John Bolton said Wednesday during a visit to Israel that U.S. officials have spoken with allies about what else could be done to achieve maximum pressure on Iran, including further sanctions and other unspecified measures. But speaking to reporters in Jerusalem, Bolton insisted regime change is not the goal behind the U.S. efforts.
Facebook CEO said
critics of the nuclear agreement, including Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, say Iran got too much while giving up too little and retained an ability to pursue nuclear weapons. Iran insists its nuclear program has been for peaceful purposes. The International Atomic Energy Agency, which was tasked by the UN Security Council with monitoring Iran's compliance, has reported Iran is living up to its part of that agreement. Social media giants say that they have removed hundreds of pages and accounts linked to Russia and Iran. They say it has removed more than 650 pages, groups, and accounts that appear to be involved in some type of sharing of fake political material. A hearing will be held Wednesday in Zimbabwe's Constitutional Court on the opposition party's challenge to last month's presidential election. The Movement for Democratic Change has accused Zimbabwe's Election Commission of rigging the July 30th vote in favor of the current president and his ruling party. He won nearly 51% of the vote to defeat the leader of who received just over 44% of the vote. Germany's foreign minister is now calling for Europe to create a payment system independent of the United States. This is a move that could keep alive the nuclear deal with Iran following the withdrawal of the U.S. The suggestion was part of a wider-ranging piece for an edition of the Daily Handelsblatt on Germany's future strategy toward the U.S. It is said that the vision is taking a balanced share of responsibility and being a counterbalance when the U.S. crosses red lines. Chancellor Angela Merkel responded cautiously, noting that cooperation with Washington is important in combating terror financing. Clad in white robes signifying a state of purity, men and women from 165 countries converged on Jamarat in Saudi Arabia to perform the ritual of hurling pebbles at a giant wall. It is a symbolic stoning of the devil from a 3-story bridge erected to ease congestion after earlier stampedes. They will be returning to the bridge over the next 2 days for more stoning before returning to Mecca to pray at the Grand Mosque at the end of Hajj. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.